It is that time, the end of the month, and time for the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
I am Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beetle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, for another edition of the aforementioned Mike Moore Show here for March of 2015. Mike, good to see you again.
Good to be here. Happy spring.
Yes, happy spring. It is finally here, and we get hit with cold rain and clouds. And beautiful for the last few days of winter.
Yes.
And then we get like...
Well, we got to 80 one day, didn't we? I mean, it was...
It was pretty close to that.
You're the weather guy.
Earlier in the month. Well, yeah, but you don't always want to acknowledge that for fear of retribution from the public.
We just read it.
We don't...
You don't predict
make it?
It.
No, no. I would have no idea. You put me in front of a bunch of computers and I'd not
can't you just say something? I mean, you could just make something up, couldn't you?
In theory, but I mean, even then, you got to come up with something that's halfway plausible.
Well, so, I
know that's different for
that,
a lawyer, but you know.
All right, that's so. Happy spring.
happy spring to you too. It is the Mike Moore Show, and it's your show. So we want show ideas. We want comments, questions. If you're listening to us, if you're not listening to us, well, of course, if you're not listening to us, that really wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. But
they wouldn't know to send us a question then.
Right, exactly. But we do want to hear from you, whether it's something that either of us comment on or there's something preferably in the legal realm. We tend to drift a little bit on a show from time to time.
I'm looking forward to December 2015.
Yeah, I know. You and your Star Wars still. Yeah. But anyways, you can get a hold of us. You can email your questions, concerns, show ideas, whatever, to news@kokk.com. You can send us a message to the Performance Radio News page on Facebook. You can also try to get a hold of us, me anyways, on Twitter, @PRNewsHuron and @ZachNelsonRadio.
All right. You can get a hold of me. My email is mmoore@bcsa.us. I got an info@bcsa.us. My Twitter is @NDAPrez, NDAAPREZ. They can call my office, send me an email, stop into the courthouse. If you're in the courthouse to pay some bills, pay your taxes, stop in, ask me a question, and we'll put it on the show.
They can also stop by your Facebook page, too, which is beginning to gradually gain some more followers.
Yeah, you're a little nervous about that, too, aren't you?
Well,
we're getting a little...
You guys are still, I think, in the double digits. You may have crossed over into the hundreds, and I'm at like 2,000, so...
Oh, now you're bragging.
Bring it on.
All right, I'll get my victim witness coordinator in charge of that and see what we can do. But so, yeah, we do have a Facebook page, Beetle County State's Attorney's Office. So go there, you can check us out. We have the court lists on there. We try to keep that up to date. We're looking at trying to do some new things here moving across the summer. So hopefully we'll get a lot of information that the public wants to see on our Facebook page or on our website. We have stats on there, court lists. I think we're going to try to put on... one thing that we've been lacking is if we put the court list on, but then nobody knows what happened from there. So we're going to try to put some follow-up information, like what happened in court, so people can get that information.
Then there's no reason for me to do anything that I do. You guys are stealing all my thunder.
Well, we're trying to eliminate you. we do what we can.
Just remember, you eliminate me, you eliminate your show. So just keep that in mind.
We'll get your 2,000 followers.
Well, we'll see about that. The Mike Moore Show is also brought to you by the Montgomery Agency of Huron. You can call them for your real estate needs and more at 352-3332 or call them toll-free at 1-800-894-3346. And we thank the Montgomery Agency of Huron for helping us to bring you the Mike Moore Show monthly here on KOKK.
You know, it's good. It's their second month of sponsoring us. I thought we might lose
they
them
have, you thought
after
they
that
were
first
bail
month.
Out?
You never know. They must not have listened to the show. But so, you know, we're
so
still safe.
They're just blindly putting their faith in us that we're going to represent their brand properly.
Isn't it a little bit scary that they do that? But it is nice of them to step up to the plate, sponsor the show. Now we are more legit, I guess, now that we have a sponsor.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's always nice to say brought to you by... X brand. In this case, our brand is a Montgomery Agency.
Right, so. And it's going to be spring. Good time to buy a house. So
absolutely,
they probably have a lot of open houses. Now, last time we talked about if you go to an open house and you mention the Mike Moore Show, or Zach and Mike, and they're going to have a special gift for you.
Did you get the bill for the cookies?
I did not.
Because I was not going to attach my name to the cookies. That was all you.
Well, they're going to get something. I'm going to talk to Jim Tharp, and we'll get them something. So they mentioned the show at an open house. They're going to get something special from the Montgomery Agency folks. And
you can write that check out to Michael R. Moore, Beetle County State's Attorney's Office. Coming up this month, Mike, here, as we've touched on it the last three shows because we've been in the legislative session. Legislative session is now over, and with that, we will have one of our local legislators with us later in the program, Representative Peggy Gibson. She's on the House Judiciary Committee and dealt with a lot of the criminal-type laws that come forward. Obviously, as we mentioned last month, they're making laws, period, but there are some that more pertain to the actual criminal justice side of things and then other that are more policy-type, you know, laws and things that are moving on. And I know you will actually have you've got some of the old or some of the bills that were passed here this past session, and we'll kind of pick Peggy's brain a little bit as to how some of those fanned out. What is your, before she gets in here later in the show, what's your overall assessment of this year's legislative session from the law and order standpoint?
Well, you know, I think the bill that probably is going to impact what we do the most in that area is the juvenile justice bill, the reforms that were done there. I think, I can't remember the number of the bill. Is Senate Bill 73 or something like that?
Let me check that. You can fill in while I'm trying to find it.
Now I got
to
talk. All right. But I think that's the biggest, that was probably the biggest change we're going to be seeing about working to keep kids out of the Department of Corrections, trying to intervene earlier, working on diversion programs, having community-based sanctions, all that stuff is coming out of that bill. And I think that's probably the thing that you'll see most that we're dealing with. And as I've said many times, and I'm still going to say it until I see something, is, you know, let's make sure that we have more programming. Ever since they passed Senate Bill 70 with the adult reform, I've not seen new programs in Beetle County. And we talked last show that we're going to have Judge Means on here either in April or May, and she's going to talk about the drug court because it's coming to Huron. But that'll be the first thing that we got really new. So I think that the juvenile justice is a good idea. It's a really good idea if we actually fund it and provide more programming early on to keep those kids from becoming to the point where they need to go to the Department of Corrections.
All of that, and I found it, and it doesn't have a bill number on it. So,
all right. Well, let's just go with 73. Why not?
That sounds pretty close because what was the 70 was the
other
adult
one,
reforms from the 2013 session. So that would put it in the ballpark there in the 70s. So you are listening to the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210
KOKK.
We're brought to you by the Montgomery Agency of Huron, and we're back with more after this.